Great. Well, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Joseph Anthony Pearson. I'm a resident artist here at the Pink Dog.
What kind of art do you do?
I paint people. I paint people as portraits, figures. I work in oil, charcoal, pastel, pencil. I've recently added mixed media and printmaking to my repertoire.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Louisiana, South Mississippi, Louisiana. We moved up here from New Orleans 2 years ago, come June.
And how long have you been on Depot Street?
Since we moved here 2 years ago.
Great.
Yeah. And where it happened was we started looking at coming to Asheville maybe 4 or 5 years before we actually moved here. The wife was thinking about retiring. She wanted to come home. She was born here. And I needed a place to work. And we met Randy as he was renovating his space. And I told him what our intentions were. And fortunately, when we moved here, this space was available.
That's great.
Yeah.
So the studio stroll is coming up. How will you interact with that?
I will have my door open to the public all day. I don't usually have it open all day. And I will be painting. I will be doing what I do every day. And sometimes folks will come in and it's sort of a, what you call it, catch-22. Some folks will see me working and not come in because they don't want to disturb me. Other folks are curious and want to come in. So, depending on the expression I get from the door, I will indicate that it's okay for folks to come in. So I will be here working.
Cool. And you've done studio strolls in the past?
Yes. This will be my second stroll here in Asheville. In New Orleans, we didn't call it strolls. We called it open studios. And it's been about 10 or 12 of those.
How does it change the dynamic from a regular day in the River Arts District?
I know it's a day of entertainment for the public and potential business for the artists, but it's also distractive because I work 6 days a week. And for me, even though I'm participating in the stroll and I'm amenable to all that the stroll is about, it's still a work day.
Yeah.
Now, I would hope that folks would come in and buy something, but in the event that they don't, then I'm still working. Yeah.
Yeah. You made me think of something. Like, mm-hmm. How can the community of Asheville support you as an artist?
The simplest, directest term, buy something. I don't mean to be hard edge about that, but we are working artists. This is a business. And for the most part, most artists, there are different price ranges. We realize that the area attracts a lot of tourists. And when you're a tourist and you visit an area, you're on a budget. So folks want to make financial choices very carefully and want to spend reasonably, but as little as they can. So we price the work. We have items, different items, priced so that it works for everybody. It works for the potential client, and it works for us, you know, like these small drawings.
I really love these.
Yeah, this is the heart of my work, the figure. Mm. All of these are done from life.
I love it. Would you say you see more tourists or locals at the stroll?
Tourists. Mm-hmm. Tourists, as a matter of fact. One couple came through were from, was Michigan? Wherever it was, it's still cold. And a group of folks came through a few minutes ago where it's still fairly cold. So a lot of folks come through from up north.
Yeah.
Occasionally, we'll get a local to come through, somebody who actually lives here, but hadn't just taken the time to visit the district. And now that the district is kind of expanding, I think we'll be seeing more of that.
Sure. Why do you continue to make art in Asheville?
Art, since I was 4 or 5 years old, has been my passion. And several things I like about coming to Asheville. One, 360 degree mountain range. I like the weather. I know some folks think it's hot, but I think that's also relative because I compare it to what's going on in New Orleans right now, and this is beautiful. The temperature tends to drop a little bit at night. Asheville is a beautiful city. I like that it's a clean city. It's a very hospitable city. Granted, there are some divisions, but that's everywhere. It's like, I heard one fellow describe it as a, paraphrasing, it's like a village with all the amenities of a big city.
What do you think about that?
I like that a lot. It's easy to move around here. It's a comfortable environment, and it's relaxing in terms of making art. Well, that's anywhere I go.
Can you tell me more about the subjects of your paintings?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this series that you see here is something that I started actually last year. I was awarded a project grant through the Asheville Area Arts Council to produce a body of work relative to the environment. And I started this environmental series after coming here and seeing that Asheville as a whole is environmentally conscious. I see recycle bins all over the place. And I decided to do a body of work that enhanced that interest. So all of this speaks to the environment. What I'm doing in this is, this is where the mixed media comes in. I'm combining raw material with painted elements. I'm taking actual recyclable elements, and I am showing the transformation of that raw element into a new product. And I'm using the female figure as the transition. The reason for the female is because we're talking about rebirth, renewal, repurposing, you know, transitioning from one element to the other. So the female form represents that transition. Like here, we have aluminum pan, aluminum being transformed through the female form into another product. As I was researching, I found this huge coffee pot. You know, you see them in a lot of commercial establishment, these large coffee pots, but I never stopped to think that this particular pot might have been made from recyclable material. So I'm doing that sort of stuff.
Great.
And it's my our contribution to the preservation of our natural resources.
And I see lots of figures, lots of people in your paintings.
Yeah, people are my passion. Ever since I'm, 4 or 5 years old, I first saw fashion illustrations of the figure in an old Sears and Roebuck catalog. And you probably want to edit this, because you never heard of old Sears and Roebuck catalog.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. Goes way back. But I saw fashion illustrations of the figure in that publication when I was 4 or 5 years old, and it just fascinated me. The idea that somebody could use line and shape and make a figure, it fascinated me, and still does. I look at this, I do this, I understand the principles and the process involved in making these, but I still don't really understand it. I mean, it's still a bit of a mystery to me to take line and shape and shadows and get a form out of it. And in some cases, actually get a feeling, you know, in terms of the emotions behind a person's expressions. It still amazes me. It's just as exciting now as it was when I was 4 or 5 years old.
That's good.
Yeah. And on top of that, people are very complex. It's the most difficult and complex form in nature. So consequently, artists who gain a working knowledge of a human figure, well, you can draw everything else. Yeah.
If people want to see the work that you've described a little bit here, if you've sparked anyone's curiosity, mm-hmm. how can they find you?
josephart.net.
All right. Well, Joseph, yeah. thank you so much.
My pleasure.
I hope that many people, locals, come down and visit you and meet you here in your studio.
I hope so. Well, as you can probably tell, I like talking to folks.
Good.
Yeah. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.